You can support this podcast on patreon.com/firstpawmedia.
Welcome to the Rockin' Coaster Podcast, presented by First Paw Media. Whether your favorite is a Giga, a Steel Dive, or old Woody roller coasters are your thing, or you're a fan of classic rock, hard rock, or grunge, we talk about it here. Each summer, Robert and Michelle Forteau travel the country in search of the best roller coasters and music festivals. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to the Rockin' Coasters Podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Forteau. This year, we are doing something new. We are going to talk about the top metal albums of the year and share some cool facts from back in time. These short, bite-sized episodes should be perfect for a quick listen and, who knows, just might spur your interest in checking out some new tunes. We are moving into the second decade of our countdown of the top metal albums of all time, the 1980s. What a glorious decade! The Gen Xers would begin to take over the world. Up first, The Miracle on Ice at the 1980 Winter Olympics in Lake Placid, New York. The U.S. men's hockey team amazed the world and themselves by beating the Soviet Union. Do you believe in miracles? Al Michaels. It's hard to believe that he is still one of the top broadcasters in sports. I do believe that Robert and I may have been raised on Al Michaels' coverage of sports. The top song was Lady by Kenny Rogers. On May 18th, Mount St. Helens erupted in Washington, killing 57 people. The Iran-Iraq War began in September when Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein ordered his forces to invade western Iran. Over 1 million people were killed by the time a ceasefire was agreed in 1988. Erno Rubik patented his magic cube in Hungary in 1975, debuting at the British Toy and Hobby Fair in January. By May 1980, it became a worldwide sensation. A computer modem was invented. And quotes from 1980, pardon me, do you have any Grey Poupon? Grey Poupon. Who shot JR? Fans of CBS's Dallas TV series. All right, you guys, 1980. We're going to go with Heaven and Hell by Black Sabbath. After a remarkable and untouchable six-album streak, Black Sabbath were on a major downslide following the face-flat clunkers, Technical Ecstasy, and Never Say Die. Ronnie James Dio assumed the microphone with Ozzy now ousted from the group, ushering the metal's progenitors into the 80s with newfound power. Dio's fantasy themes on Heaven and Hell resonated with fans looking to heavy metal for escapism as Tony Iommi reclaimed his status as Riff Lord in Chief with songs like the epic title track, the energetic Neon Nights, the mystic-laced Children of the Sea, and Iommi's nearly song-length solo on Lonely is the Word. Heaven and Hell is a world-class comeback. Oh, you guys, one last bit of trivia. On January 6th, the global positioning system, Time Epic, began at 0000 UTC. It is one of the Global Navigation Satellite Systems, GNSS, that provides geolocation and time information to a GPS receiver anywhere on or near the Earth. My goodness, what would we do without GPS today? On that note, we would love your support for our show. Please head on over to patreon.com/firstpawmedia and sign up today, and you'll get access to behind-the-scenes content, exclusive merch, and more. You guys got to let me know what you think about this series. Let me know in the comments and on our social channels. Just search Rockin' Coasters Podcast. And do me a favor and hit that subscribe button. And one more. sure thing. Watch your podcast feed on Mondays as we will do the same format for the top rock albums too. Remember, I'm Michelle Forto for First Paw Media. I'll see you next time.